You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week marked 1 year since the supporters of Medicaid expansion here in Idaho turned in thousands of signatures to get their initiative on the ballot. Voters overwhelmingly supported expanding Medicaid, but it still has not kicked in yet. Sideboards, waivers, and other setbacks mean there are thousands of Idahoans who still cannot access Medicaid. Reclaim Idaho is holding a series of town halls around the state this month to talk about that issue, and the Department of Health and Welfare is taking public comments on its waiver applications at two hearings in Boise. Joining us live in studio today are Tracy Olson, the co-leader of Ada County Reclaim Idaho, and Jeremy Gugino, Communication Director for Reclaim Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I know I took some much-needed vacation. So July 5th, it was the anniversary of the handing in of those petitions. So Tracy, you have a big smile on your face right now. Take us back to that day.
That day was probably the best day of my life outside of having given birth to two kids. It really was an incredible, incredible day to be there present turning in those petitions. And it led up to the greatest legislative achievement in a generation, the passing of Medicaid expansion, for which Idahoans were the reason for the success of it. So it was a great day.
So then take me back a little bit farther when Reclaim Idaho really came out of a grassroots movement mm-hmm. to try to get Medicaid expansion on the ballot. Was there a time where you thought you might not get to the steps of the state house with all of those ballots?
No, there was not. We had a clear path to victory. When Sam and I joined Reclaim Idaho and started this whole effort, it was a big learning curve. And so our head was down. We were just busy making sure it got done. And we were working with other volunteers around the state to make sure that it got done. And so we had an accounting of signatures all along. And so, there was always in the back of your mind that maybe, but we were sure we were going to get it on the ballot.
So last July 5th, you turn the petitions in. It goes to the ballot, is on the ballot in November, passes overwhelmingly.
Right.
So then, Jeremy, we get to the Idaho legislature. They start working on the implementation of this.
Working is one word for it, yes.
So take us to what that process looked like during the legislative session.
Well, it was quite a contrast to the signature turn-in day, because the one thing I want to add to what Tracy said about that, I was there, she was there, hundreds of people were there, Democrats, Republicans, independents, war veterans. It was really a joyous occasion at the Capitol. Even Lawrence Denny, who's the Secretary of State, he helped, sort of with the bucket brigade when we turned in the boxes of signatures. He was right there at the end. People were taking pictures with him and with all of the other people throughout the Capitol who were there, legislators, everyday volunteers. It was great. And then you get to the legislative session, and it turns into this, at times, hostile, sort of angry environment from the legislators, certain legislators, which was really kind of a surprise. It started off with efforts to flat out repeal Medicaid expansion and then an abridged version to repeal Medicaid expansion. And then it just seemed as the session went on, it was flailing and flailing day in and day out to just see how many different ways they could chip away from, as Tracy called it, Idaho's greatest legislative achievement in a generation. This is a $400 million a year deal. Federal funds that are going to come back to Idaho. It's going to provide health care access to tens of thousands of Idahoans in urban, rural, and suburban areas. It's going to create thousands of jobs. I dare you to point me to one piece of legislation over the last 25 years that matches that. And it just seems as though that, unfortunately, too many legislators went out of their way during the session, which ended up being the third longest session in history. They really went out of their way to chip away at the voters' legislative achievement, and it was a flip side. It went from this really joyous and widespread felt occasion to this very sort of flailing, angry reaction to what the voters of Idaho did, overwhelmingly.
But were you surprised by certain reaction from legislators? And also, because their argument was, we can't afford this? Where are we going to get the money to do this? And that seemed to be what they hung their hats on.
Right. And that will be, and yeah, and there's actually a committee that is meeting during the summer and into the fall that will talk about that. But when you are talking about a 90-10 match, 90% of the cost of Medicaid expansion is going to be coming from the federal government. You are bringing $400 million back to the state, creating thousands of jobs. You're going to be making communities and families stronger throughout the state. This is not, I think that the mindset on this is that it's a cost. This is an investment. And this is an investment that two-thirds of the states have already seen is a no-brainer. Because the on the back end, you invest early. The fruits of that investment are going to be seen all over the state, and they already have. You know, a number of studies in all of these different Medicaid expansion states have shown the benefits. Healthier people, jobs created, more productivity, fewer trips to the doctor, more people getting preventative care, people living longer. And so in study after study from nonpartisan organizations have shown that that investment pays off in spades in all of these different states. And, you know, that's the way that we always look at this. And so it's a very small investment for a big payoff years down the road.
And Tracy, nodding your head when Jeremy said this is an investment, not a cost.
Right. I mean, I think it's just a matter of how you look at an issue. Everything, if you're trying to improve people's lives, there is a cost, but you are investing in the people of Idaho here. And so there will be a return on those costs long term. It's kind of like education. There's a cost to education, but you're investing in children's lives so that they'll be better adults. And so I really wish they just changed their mindset about it and approached it from a different perspective. But we're working with people who fundamentally didn't believe in what the people wanted. And so we're fundamentally wanted to work against it and weren't willing to make that shift.
So let's talk about the waivers. These are waivers that Health and Welfare is applying for, correct?
Right. So the state of Idaho is applying for a number of different restrictions that were passed during the legislative session. These have to go to what is called CMS, which is basically it's the feds. To get approval for these, and that includes the one that is currently open to public comment right now, which is designed to steer people between 100 and 138% of the federal poverty level, which is a mouthful to say. So needless to say, very low-income people who would qualify for taxpayer-subsidized credits on the Idaho Exchange. The current restriction is designed to steer them onto the exchange plans with sky-high deductibles and lots of out-of-pocket costs, even though those same people qualify for Medicaid expansion. And there are any number of problems with this, which we're just talking about cost. Okay, now this is a cost. It costs twice as much to subsidize the tax credits on the exchange than it does to put those same people on Medicaid expansion. It's twice the cost to taxpayers. Also, a nonpartisan study was done during the session. Representative Melissa Wintrow, she worked with some people in the budget office there, which is the budget office. They are nonpartisan. They're just, you know, civil servants. And she publicly, unveiled what the cost of this program would be. And it's going to be $42.5 million per year to Idaho taxpayers.
So what happens then, Jeremy, if Idaho gets the waivers? How long until would the expansion go into effect? I mean, how does that affect this?
Yeah, I mean, November, no matter what, November 1st, people will be able to enroll in Medicaid or start the process of enrolling in Medicaid. But of course, this restriction, if it would have to be approved, like when it gets approved, determines how exactly that looks. So there's a lot of confusion about that. But people can start enrolling in November, and it would start January 1st, that they would get health care. But there's lots of moving parts. Things change from week to week as to how exactly the rollout's going to go. So it's just important that people stay up to date and follow along with either Reclaim Idaho, Close the Gap. There's information that just updates it on a weekly basis at this point.
Because let's get back to that. I mean, no matter what, because this was passed by the people at the ballot box, Medicaid expansion goes into effect in January 2020.
Right.
We don't know what that looks like.
No.
Yet.
No. Which is which is a problem. So all that flailing around that went on during the legislative session, that confusion that it caused continues. Because all of these different restrictions, which there's going to be a new batch that are going to be coming up presumably later this summer, that will be subject to public comment and do have to be approved by the feds. We don't know whether they are going to get approval. And if some of them are approved, there is a very good likelihood that they could be, you know, hit with litigation. We've already seen this with the work restrictions in other states, particularly in Arkansas and Kentucky. They were struck down by a federal judge that's on appeal right now. But these work restrictions have been, they've basically been deemed illegal. And so Idaho is applying for a similar type restriction that it's unclear whether it'll be approved by the feds. If so, it's unclear whether it will, you know, survive scrutiny in the courts. And so there's a lot of, like Tracy said, a lot of moving parts and a lot of uncertainty in a law that is designed to deliver health care. I think that's the bottom line. It's designed to deliver health care to tens of thousands of Idahoans.
We're speaking with Tracy Olson, the co-leader of Ada County Reclaim Idaho, and Jeremy Gugino, Communication Director for Reclaim Idaho, talking about Medicaid expansion and the process and where we're at right now in the state of Idaho. So, Tracy, Reclaim Idaho is holding several upcoming town halls. Part of this is because, as Jeremy just explained, there are so many moving pieces, and it can be confusing. So tell me about the town halls and what you're hoping to accomplish with them.
Well, the town halls are actually meant to address the ballot initiative issue that, you know, Medicaid expansion was passed by ballot initiative. And last legislative session, there was an attempt, a really strong attempt, to actually restrict that constitutional right. And a law was passed, but luckily Governor Little vetoed it. And so, but there's talk that that's going to come back next legislative session. And so it's kind of talking about the umbrella, like the fact that this greatest legislative achievement was done through ballot initiative. And it's a really important tool that people of Idaho have. It's a protected constitutional right. And we want to bring that awareness about it. Like, Medicaid wouldn't have happened if we didn't have this right. So it's talking really about the ballot initiative kind of under the emphasis of Medicaid.
So let's talk about that. And in case people, you know, don't remember or we're not following the ballot, what you were talking about, Tracy, is currently how you get a ballot, how you get an initiative on the ballot.
Right.
And what happened within the legislative session this year to change the, what would you call them? Not the,
the rules.
Rules.
The rules. The rules. Right.
So what are the rules right now when it comes to getting an initiative on the ballot?
So it's 6% you have to get 6% of registered voters, 18 out of 35 legislative districts, 6% of total voters in the state. And we have 18 months to gather those signatures. That's the current rules. And what they wanted to do was change it 10%, get 32 out of 35 legislative districts, increase it to 10% of overall voters, and then decrease the amount of time you can get signatures to 180 days. Basically, they would have made it virtually impossible for a ballot to ever make it, an initiative to ever make it on the ballot.
So, could you have gotten this on the ballot?
No, it would not have made it under those guidelines. Medicaid expansion would not have gotten it.
Yeah, and it should be noted that the initiative right is a constitutional right that
right.
has been part of Idaho's constitution for more than a century. And so by making it virtually impossible, it was virtually a repeal of the initiative right, and they did it by statute instead of trying to amend the constitution. And so, 32 out of 35 legislative districts, the only people who could do that sort of thing are highly paid, well-financed, out-of-state, big special interests who do this sort of thing. And that is not what we want. And I imagine that is something that we will be talking about in the town hall next week as part of our Idaho Speaks tour.
And getting back to this, so with the town hall, that is a big chunk of it, having people understand how this ballot initiative was able to get on the ballot, but that there are rumblings that we could see something like this trying to get pushed through again, where the rules potentially get changed.
Right. And really make it virtually impossible to get a grassroots effort. So, you know, Reclaim Idaho was a grassroots effort, volunteer-driven effort to get Medicaid expansion on the ballot. And this would make it virtually impossible for a grassroots effort to happen in the state of Idaho.
So do we know at this point if the Idaho legislature is considering any more sideboards or changes to the expansion?
Your guess is as good as mine, Gemma. We certainly hope not, but I wouldn't put it by them to reintroduce or to introduce new restrictions in 2020. But right now we are dealing with what was passed in Senate Bill 1204, the restrictions bill that got through the House and the Senate and was signed reluctantly into law by Governor Little. So that's what the restrictions that were outlined in that particular statute. That's what we're dealing with right now. What they try in 2020 is anyone's guess. But like I said, I'm not taking anything for granted in terms of Medicaid expansion.
And if I could just say that it's really important that these public comment periods, that people actually participate, because it goes into what the federal government, when they go to decide whether they're going to approve it or not, they look at these comments. And if there's a legal challenge, it's really important that the judge can look at what people feel about these waivers or these restrictions. And so I just urge people to follow along. Go to closethegapidaho.org. There's a take action tab. People can be informed about what the waivers, the restrictions are about, and how to learn about them so that they can do an email action, or they could participate in the comments. They have to do public testimony in different places. This Thursday and next Wednesday, there's public testimony going to be taken at the Departments of Health and Welfare. And so it's very important that people participate in this part.
And quickly, before we wrap up with the town halls, you're setting this up so that there is kind of a for and against.
Yes.
Correct? So that people
can
really understand both sides of this debate.
So the next town hall, which we have a rock star moderator for that one, Gemma Gaudette, will be moderating the event. Former Idaho Supreme Court Justice Jim Jones, he will be speaking in favor of initiative rights. We have invited the state legislators in that district to attend. We've gotten one no and two we haven't heard from, but we would really like to have a legislator who is in favor of restricting the initiative come and give us their point of view. If not, then someone will fill in. It'll probably be me. I was there every day at the Capitol. I was in all the committee hearings and all the floor debates, so I know the arguments on that side very well. But it is important for people to know that all views will be respected at these town halls. In fact, we want people to come who are in favor of restricting the initiative rights. Okay, we want to have an honest and open debate. And your questions will be answered about the initiative process, and your opinions, regardless of where you fall on the issue, will be respected. We are going to, insist on that. And so, and it's interesting, you know, this great grassroots outpouring that we saw that actually got Medicaid expansion on the ballot, it continues. Not only are we gaining volunteers at Reclaim Idaho, yesterday we had 24 volunteers go out and knocking doors in the area where next week's town hall is going to be. They knocked on over 600 doors. 50-plus people have already said that they're going to attend. Another 130 said that they're going to try to attend. We have a door knock. We're going to do the same thing this Saturday. We're hoping to hit 1,000 doors. We are hitting folks of all walks of life. We are doing what we did during the Medicaid expansion drive. And, you know, what we are finding early on from the door knocks that we did yesterday is that people are concerned about initiative rights. They are passionate about this issue. And we do hope that there is a good turnout next Tuesday, which, by the way, it's next Tuesday, July 16th, 7 to 8:15 p.m. at West Junior High School. We want everyone who has an opinion on this issue or who has a question on this issue to turn out. All of your questions will be answered and all opinions will be respected. And we've got a great moderator.
And that will be the only one in the Treasure Valley, because you have another one July 23rd in Sandpoint, July 30th in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, no, and we're actually later on in the summer, we're still working through the details. We are going to have one in Eagle, so there will be another opportunity. And also, too, for those listening in southern Idaho, we have a Twin Falls town hall. We have a related event in Pocatello. We are working with someone in Idaho Falls to have a town hall there as well. So we are going all over the state like we did during the Medicaid expansion drive. And, you know, we want diverse opinions. We want a variety of thoughts all over the state. Oh, we also have one in American Falls, too. We're doing.
You are getting all over this.
Yes, we are.
That's what we do. I want to thank you for coming in today. Tracy Olson, the co-leader of Ada County Reclaim, and Jeremy Gugino, Communication Director for Reclaim Idaho. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Up next, care provider stress. What's being done to make sure caregivers are being cared for? I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.